Hello, world. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. I want to celebrate, acknowledge, and appreciate my friends and supporters who are listening across the globe. Top of the Morning is presented by Holman's House Ministries, Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning by Mandisa with Toby Matt opening the show. For Holder's House Ministries and related announcements. Holder's House Ministries community includes Top of the Morning radio show, Holder's House online monthly Bible instruction, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade campaign, the Empowerment Zone blog at holdershouseministries.wordpress.com, the Empowerment Zone face-to-face with Dr. Say, a web TV program. Stay tuned for announcements about the inaugural show. Links and information for these ministry initiatives can be found at www.holdershouseministries.org. That is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. We are also on social media. Holder's House Ministries, Top of the Morning radio show, and Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, where I serve as pastor, are now on Facebook. Like these pages to stay informed about ministry events, or follow me on Twitter at Dr. Maureen B. That's capital D. R-M-A-U-R-E-E-N, capital B, or follow the church at, if it's all uppercase, U-R-I-N-C-O-G-I-C. Get ready. Holder's House Ministries presents yours truly, Pastor Maureen, and the fourth season Healing and Deliverance Crusade. One Night Healing and Deliverance Crusade, October 30, 2013, at the New Jerusalem Greatest Fellowship Baptist Church at 8 p.m. Service will be streamed live at www.ndsbc.org. Reverend Kenneth Senior Pastor, the address 237 Rockway Avenue, that's in Brooklyn, New York. Holder's House monthly online Bible instruction. Fall semester lesson 1, synthesizing a statement of faith, and lesson 2, synthesizing general Bible topics, is available. Just use this same link. The next lesson will be recorded in November. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at GospelGolden.com and on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at CMGGospelRadio.com and beginning November 1 on the StarRadio.com network. Holder's House Ministries congratulates the Bishop-designate Tyrone L. Butler on his elevation. On Saturday, November 9 at 7, 8, and Central, I will record Top of the Morning live from the 106th Holy Convocation of the Church of God in Christ in St. Louis, Missouri. This promises to be a great show. There will be no show on Monday, November 11th. Holder's House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following. Cat Media Management provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call Mr. Noel Figueroa at 646-372-6230. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company. The Creative Flow specializes in ministry and business branding designing, logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals. Call Steve Asphalt at 917-294-0771. Cedric Wilson Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit them at www.cedricwiltonphotography.com. Design a Blazing Trade, natural hair care. Contact Marion Council at 718-783-9078. Are you looking for an inexpensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? You need the Video Business Card, a 60-second video commercial. Rolling Collar Productions, your one-stop shop for all gospel audio video needs, including the best in gospel music video production. Visit Roland at www.rolandcollar.com or call 916-690-3953. These are related community announcements. Come and worship with us at Women's International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service time is during the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. The Empowerment Girl follows that beginning at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Our Sunday schedule Sunday begins at 9:30 a.m. And banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays at the Sunday School. Our worship celebration begins at 10:30 a.m. First Sunday is our celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper, our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors. Third Sunday is our stir-up-to-give service, and I invite others to share their ministry gifts with the upper room. Fourth Sunday is the monthly Friends and Family Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimpogic.org. And fifth Sunday is our 14th World Evangelism Day. New Gospel Radio, the Power Hour. Please tune in worldwide weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern to www.eastgatebroadcasting.com. And if you live in the Hampton, New York area, you can tune in to 90.7 and 93.3 FM, WEBB, hosted by Lydia Bonner, a.k.a. The Voice of the Hampton. Joy of Life Ministries Church for God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, Pastor, Cynthia Butler, Co-Pastor. Check out Gospel House Ministries in Brooklyn. Follow them on Twitter at Gospel House BK, that's one word, or subscribe to their YouTube channel, Gospel House MBK. Reverend Herbert Ward, Pastor, Senior Pastor, Rabbit, Brenda Ward, Pastor. Saturday, 9:30, your Illinois First Church of God in Christ. Sunday to every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. My guest today is Evangelist Carol Johnson of New York. This concludes the announcement. Please govern yourself accordingly. The music playing in the background during the announcement was Take It Back by the Rose of Gospel Evangelist Linda Farkle, and the short interlude was the Martyrs singing In Christ There Is No East or West. It's time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Pasha Cox singing Break Every Chain. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 says, men are always praying, not faint. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord Jesus, what shall we render unto you this day? What do you need of us? Are we to answer to someone's petition? Lord, we are willing to completely abandon our will for the sake of the kingdom. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, they are just four simple steps to salvation, the four A's. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous fear to be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Let's live to please God. Lord, help us to seek first your kingdom and all the righteousness because we know that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively because it will avail much. So, God, help us to target our prayers, be sensitive to your promptings, and increase our discernment. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. Help us not to be so easily offended. Teach us to be mature sons and daughters. Help us to please you in all of our ways. God is a healer. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and with your stripes we healed. Lord, we thank you because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destruction. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. You forgive all of our iniquities and heal all of our diseases. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. Lord, you heal us the broken in heart and bind it up their wounds. Lord Jesus, heal wounded emotions. In the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and lose healing. Let's walk in our authority as believers. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness, and I lose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue, and I lose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy, and I lose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, I bind slowfulness and prayerlessness, and I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We're standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. We're standing with our loins girded about with truth. We are standing on our testimony. Having done all, but stand, we're standing. For your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. You will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant us our strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy will try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy will try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ. And I will use kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against the ministers of the ministry. Destroy your manifestations of the Jezebel spirit, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits that defy the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. In the name of Jesus, I bind barrenness and loose increase. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and lose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past habits that had us bound. And on today, we decree and declare that we are delivered, that we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignments, and giving birth to the destiny placed within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every delay and hindering offering demons and lose sudden miracles for your saints. Lord Jesus, we thank you for it. As you did for your servant Daniel, you have come for our words. No weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop us from pleasing you in everything we do. Weapons may form against us, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, release your angels with flaming swords to fight on our behalf in the heavenly against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength and teaches my hands to warn my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire and help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we've been tried by fire, and we are coming out as gold, for you alone know the way that we take. A prayer for pastors. In the name of Jesus, I bind any manifestation of the spirit of Absalom that comes against God's ordained leadership, and I lose godly unity, godly love, and the desire to submit to godly leadership. In the name of Jesus, expose the spirit of Ahithophel that will betray God's ordained leadership by secret counsel with others. Let God order your steps. We will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost, and we agree with your will for our lives. Lord Jesus, our times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We are walking in the sons of Pentecost anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. We thank you for your promises to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in tons of the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Lord, we humble ourselves to your will. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Grant unto us wisdom in every area of our lives. Let us have and walk in the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Release God's increasing faith in our lives. We thank you for your favor, wisdom, and revelation. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. Lord, we thank you that this is our best time for faith and transformation. Lord Jesus, grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge so that we will see what you are saying with spiritual eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up, storming gifts and talents, and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord, we thank you for helping us to establish others in ministry. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul provides us impart spiritual gifts so that others will be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. Lord Jesus, you commanded that we prophesy. Lord, we want to prophesy to the wind. Let the east wind release winds of favor and promotion and bring judgment to our enemies. Let the north wind release winds of transformation, change, and preparation for things to come. Let the west wind release healing and restoration in our lives. Let the south wind release direction and provision for your purpose and destiny in our lives. Lord, send revival and expansion in ministry. Lord, release rushing mighty revival winds throughout the earth to expand and enlarge your kingdom and our churches. Lord Jesus, send forth laborers into the harvest. I ask the listening audience to pray for and with me in this prayer as I seek instruction regarding the following for Hope South Ministry. Healing and Deliverance Crusade 2014 International Calendar, the International Travel Team, the Administrative Team, Finance, Studio for Web TV, Web Radio, Tour Engineers, Hope's House Ministries, Children's Center, Orphanages in Kenya and throughout the world. Volunteers, I believe in the Lord God, for I shall be established. I believe his prophets for shall I prosper. We thank God for protection. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. The Lord shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, upgrade everything around us. Now, Lord, let this bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumption, preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't Know Why, Jesus Loves Me. This next selection is by Pastor Roland Pollard, saying Give Him the Praise. Try to complete it later, but I'm so excited. I'm getting ready to go to the phone line for our interview on this morning with a dynamic evangelist out of New York, Evangelist Carol Johnson. I'm getting ready to go to the phone line right now. Good morning, evangelist. Top of the morning to you. How are you feeling today?
Top of the morning to you, Pastor Fay. I tell you, I'm just excited in Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited to have you on the show with us on this morning. So, you know, for us to get started, can you let the listening audience know a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm a native New Yorker who the Lord has blessed as a young adult to grow up in one of our holiness ministries here called the Tabernacle of Prayer. I always make reference to my roots in holiness. And then took me from public school to Ivy League. So we truly can do all things through Christ, meaning that I went from the New York public school system and went all the way to graduate school at Harvard University and have been blessed with a wonderful career as an executive consultant, but yet I have a passion for ministry and am a licensed evangelist missionary in our wonderful grand old Church of God in Christ.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, yes. Under the auspices of my wonderful leader, the general board member, Bishop Frank Ophir White, who indulges me to do what I do in ministry, as well as his son, the Bishop Frank Anthon White, working alongside him in a voluntary capacity as his chief development officer. So that's a little bit about who I am and whose I am. I belong to God.
I know you do. I know you do. I know I asked you to prepare a short word, but before you get to that, can you just talk to the listening audience just a little bit about any of your ministry journey, challenges, and successes?
Sure. I'll say ministry journey, challenge, and success for me is from a global perspective, meaning the fusion of being a professional in the secular world. We see a lot of things, but that's why I thank God for my roots in holiness, and hopefully we have some collegiates on the line or some young adults. You know, I've learned that the challenge of living holy is really not a challenge if you abide in Him, but I'm going to leave that to when we talk about the Word. But I find in my global travel, like once I was in Rio de Janeiro on assignment for Hewlett-Packard for about almost 2 years, and all the while going there, I would fly back and forth. So I would be back at Zion Cathedral in Freeport, New York on Sunday mornings. And some of the saints didn't even know that during the week I was at work in South America. And so the ministry challenge, therefore, was travel. But I had a zeal and a desire for God's Word that was based and rooted in the Word of God, that He can truly make all things possible. And so the ministry challenge there was not just travel, but it's living a lifestyle that what some would say is transient. You see me today, you may not see me tomorrow, but you may talk to me tomorrow, and I'm on one of the five continents. But God is so wonderful in this advent called technology, even that we're using this morning, that I could be here, there, and everywhere and able to touch the people of God. So if you are challenged by, well, God, I can't get to the people, I can't reach the people, well, in this dispensation and in this advent of technology in our century, there's no more excuses. It truly is a global world. And no matter where we travel, if we could exemplify Christ in our lifestyle, you know, and what we do in the spirit of excellence, they will see that that we are set apart for God's use. So that challenge of not being in my home church, and you know how that is. You know, we kind of long to be home.
Yes,
God
right.
worked it out so that I could do flybacks, they call it, and will be here and not miss a beat and then go on. But let me say this, Pastor Faye. Out of that challenge, God birthed the ministry, which is an online ministry, because while I was away, there were moments that I wanted to be in the Bible study on Tuesday night to hear from my leader and get that impartation. So hence, I start bugging Bishop Frank Anthon, like, Bishop, are we going to stream? We going to stream? and wanted my home church to start using technology for transient people like me, meaning working abroad that we could still plug in.
Right.
That wasn't available, so I found myself visiting on the internet other ministries, looking for a prayer ministry, looking for that ministry. And one day, and while I was in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the Lord woke me and said, you can't find it because it doesn't exist. I'm going to have it birthed through you. So hence Evangelist Carol Johnson Ministry, which is truly an online ministry, call for intercession.
Yes, yes, yes. And I've been a beneficiary of that. Now, thank you so much for being obedient, especially how you bless pastors. But I want you to go ahead and get to the word and share with the audience, and then we can get some other, you know, information after you're done sharing with the word. But certainly go ahead and share with us, say the Lord does on this Monday morning.
Sure, and this top of the morning, and it really is the top of the morning because God says you'll be above only and not believe. In the book of Deuteronomy, we'll be blessed going out and blessed coming in. But what the Lord gave me was a blogger's best. And, you know, I tell you, Pastor Faye, you were the inspiration for that in your coaching. Hey, copyright your stuff. And in your coaching, that's because, you know, the Lord just give it to me and we just give it to the world freely. But, you know, the Bible is written by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. By holy men, and we thank God now during our time in the season, God anoints you to write. He anoints me to write, and there may be a closet writer on the phone. Get out of that closet and start writing what you hear God saying, because it's going to be chronicled to bless somebody. So this morning I wanted to talk about a blogger's best. There's a lot that I've been writing online that the Lord has used my hand and my intellectual capability to express to the audience. And as you just quickly mentioned, it's been a blessing for pastors. The Lord really has called me in my secular world. What I do as an executive consultant is bring the vision of a C-level executive or a CEO. I bring that vision to bear. That's what I was taught to do at Harvard. And it's interesting that God fuses that and uses that now as a ministry tool, whereby the prophetic intercessory ministry that God has given me is just not prayer. It's to intercede, to meet a need. So that vision that God has given you, that he's told you to write it down, he told you to write it down, make it plain so that when the people see it, they can run to it and it could come to bear. And so I sit with these leaders. I hear different things. But outside of that, now in the prophetic intercessory ministry, in the blogging, I pray, God, that it inspires and encourages men and women of God all over the world, literally, to do what God said to do. Why? Because we truly can do all things in Christ Jesus. So this morning I heard the Lord say, tell them just to abide in Christ. God's been dealing with me about this in Christ season, and I'm not talking about denominational lines, no, no, no. I'm dealing specifically and succinctly with the Word of God, and specifically that written by the beloved John. And so John 15 and 4 deals about abiding in Christ, and I just wanted to read some scripture excerpts and see if you catch it. If not, I'll say a sentence to make it clear. But John 14 and 14, which is my elect lady's favorite scripture, and it has become, you know, just a standard at my home church. I share this with you. If ye shall ask you, if you should ask anything in my name, whose name? Jesus, I will do it, because God's given him a name that's above every name. And God says that the name of Jesus, it's just all power is in his name because of what he's done. I don't have time to deal with it other than to share, if you should ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then John 15 and 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. There go again. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Then John 15 and 16, the latter clause says that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Let me slow it down. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in heaven, in my name, he may give it to you. And so you may be asking God some things and you're not seeing manifestation. The first question I'll say that you should ask to yourself, are you asking amiss? Are you missing it? Did you even ask in the name of Jesus? And I'm not talking about religiosity. I'm talking about the Word of God, because Jesus was the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. And now he is our great intercessor. Now we can ask what we will in Jesus, because we can do all things in Christ.
Right.
Our
right.
hope of glory. Yeah. Well, you know, you could do anything in Christ unto righteousness. So I pray those few words, beloved, have encouraged you and inspired you to go back to the book of John. Read chapter 14, read chapter 15. Man of God, woman of God, if you're struggling with something, there's nothing broken in him. There's nothing lacking in him. What does that mean? The peace of God. Because God declares in his word, he says, you know, it is my desire, it's God's desire, for us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So prosperity is not a bad thing, because God says it's my desire for you to prosper. So what is it that you need from God? You receive not because ye ask not. So I challenge you this morning, ask the Lord in the name of Jesus, and by faith believe that you have received it, and you too can do the impossible for God.
Amen. Amen. To the listeners, audience, if you're not connected with her, you need to get connected with Evangelist Johnson. Now, give us information where people can connect with you via social media, any other way.
Sure. Via social media, on Twitter, you could find me, the @Evang_Carol, E-V-A-N-G underscore Carol. On Facebook, it is simply a public community site, and it's Evangelist Carol Johnson Ministries. So simple. Again, social media via Facebook, Evangelist Carol Johnson's Ministry. And on Social Cam, the same thing, Evangelist Carol Johnson Ministries. So I pray that you can connect with us, and via YouTube, especially those that you may be tapping in and calling from around the world, from one of these continents. The Lord gave me a vision to go ahead and post sermons as well as the prayer. We have a prayer every Saturday night on the Eastern U.S. time zone of 10 p.m. We've now started a little early, about 9:45. We do supplication at 10 o'clock on the dot. We are there interceding for the nations, and you can join us. And that information, of course, is there on our blog site via Facebook. But go to YouTube and listen to what has been said. I pray, God, it blesses you and blesses your day.
Amen. And I thank you so much. And for those of you listening, I would encourage you to certainly subscribe to her YouTube channel so you can always stay abreast of when she posts something. You've been a blessing to me, as I know I've told you before, how when we invite you to the church, you were such a blessing to me and to the saints at the church, and there's still a buzz about you. So I thank God for what you've done just in my life and in the life of the saints at Upper Room, and we're certainly blessed. And continue to pray for us. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other soon, but you've been a real blessing, especially the pastors, and I just want to appreciate you for that. And I'm sure we'll be talking more and fellowshipping more in the future.
Thank you so much, Pastor Faye. God's blessings upon you and this medium that you're using. It's a blessing to so many. God bless you, everybody. I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much. I'll see you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Evangelist Carol Johnson of New York, a dynamic personality. When I tell you, she blessed my church, she did, and she went to one of my cousin's church, Abundant Life, and she was a blessing to them. After I Need Thee by Anne McCrary, I will come back and deliver the weekly lesson. We're continuing the online version for the Power of Prophecy.
I need thee, oh, I need thee, every
Continuing the radio version course of The Power of Prophecy. This course is based upon an exhaustive literature review. The lessons will synthesize works of authors based on research. I will announce the authors and corresponding literature. Thus far, in the first month, I have reviewed everything prophetic based upon the work of Prophet Roderick Evans. And last week, I started the stewardship of the prophetic. Last week, I reviewed Wallace Heflin's Seven Depths of Prophecy on Prophetic Administration and Prophetic Using Works by Prophet John Eckhart and Pastor David Brown. The following books are being used for this lesson: The Power of Prophecy by Wallace Heflin, God Still Speaks by John Eckhart, The Prophet Minstrel by David Brown, and The Prophetic Made Personal by Nikki Robinson. So let's begin. Stewardship of the Prophetic. Continue. Today, I will explore the levels of prophetic anointing in terms of prophetic ministry, specifically looking at prophetic worship. Then I will review the prophecy of Scripture and conclude stewardship of the prophetic with the spirit of prophecy. Other elements of prophetic worship: psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Ephesians 5:18-20, the King James Version, and be not drunk with wine, herein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A psalm is a scripture put to music. A hymn is a Christian theme put to music. A spiritual song can be a musical tribute of praise to God, or it can be a prophetic song from the Lord we speak to the people. And that was from Robinson's book. Mary, the expected mother of Jesus, song as recorded in Luke 1, 46-55, is an example of a prophetic song. Selection of songs and skilled musicians. When a worship leader and team devote extra time to praying, listening to God, and rehearsing, they will be more sensitive to the Spirit as they choose worship songs both in advance of the time of worship and spontaneously. As we know, the Spirit can shift direction so that worship teams abandon their song list and go another way. Both are elements of prophetic worship, and that's according to what Mickey Robinson stated in his book. Prophetic music is also a tool of spiritual warfare. God's anointing will fall upon his people when an anointed psalmist or a minstrel prophesies on his or her instrument before the Lord. Now from Minister David Brown. So here's just a short prayer for a prophetic a minstrel. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill us with overflowing with music from heaven. Release into our hearts the spirit of words and melodies that will turn into prophetic declarations of joy. May our voices become skillfully played musical instruments in your masterpiece of worship. In Jesus' name, amen. That was Lucy Adapted from Mickey Robinson. Let me give you some additional scripture references. 2 Kings 3:11-15. Let me just read 15. It says, "But now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And that was the story involving the prophet Elisha when three kings came to him. But read that on your own time. Again, that's 2 Kings 3:11-15. Prophetic help. Prophets are helpers of a specific time. Haggai and Zechariah were prophets sent by God to help Zerubbabel, and Jeshua rebuild the temple and reestablish the priesthood. In Ezra 5:1-2, it kind of tells the story. And if you look at verse 2, it says when Zerubbabel rose up and they began to build a house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. So in general, prophets helped build the house of the Lord. There was considerable opposition to the work from their adversaries. The people of the man were trying to weaken the hands of the people of Judah, troubling them in the process. As a result, the work of the building of the temple was badly hindered. The prophets came to help with the work and reverse opposition. Preaching summary on prophetic helps and prophetic minstrels. So let's move on to the spirit of prophecy. The most basic level of prophecy is known as the spirit of prophecy. As we worship God in spirit and in truth, the spirit of prophecy will manifest in our midst, and any believer can yield to the spirit of prophecy speaking the word of the Lord. The Lord wants to raise up a prophetic people. Numbers 11:26-29 kind of gives us that story. And let me just read verse 29, kind of the summary of the story. Moses said unto him, this is a young man that came from envious, thou for my sake, would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Again, I was the prophet Moses speaking. That scripture reference, Numbers 11, 26 to 29, read it when you can. The spirit of prophecy causes men and women, sons and daughters, servants and handmaidens to prophesy, to provide people with the unction they need in order to speak as the oracle of the Lord. We prophesy according to the proportion of our faith, which you reference Romans 12 and 6. If believers act in faith, utterances will be limited. The word of God testifies of Jesus. The more a person meditates and knows the word of God, the easier it will be to prophesy. The word of God carries with it the spirit of prophecy. As we worship God, the word of the Lord can more easily bubble up in us or fall upon us, and we can prophesy freely. Again, if you look at Apostle John Eckhart's book, you see much of the teaching is done on this. Continuing on, the spirit of prophecy is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that enables men and women who do not have the gift of prophecy or stand in the office of the prophet to speak forth under the inspiration of God. Such an unction sometimes releases such a powerful presence of God in church services, prayer meetings, and other gatherings that almost anyone can pick up on the mind of the Lord for that occasion and declare it plainly. So we thank God for even the spirit of prophecy. And the scripture reference Revelation 19 and 10, 1 Samuel 10, 9 through 11. And just let me read Revelation 19, 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see, thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus, 1 Samuel 10, 9 through 11, says, and it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him. This is King Saul we're talking about now. And he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, what is this that has come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? So those are the scripture references talking about the spirit of prophecy. Evan states that the greatest expression of prophecy is the spirit of prophecy. He states this because of Revelation 19 and 10, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In the book of Revelation, the testimony of Jesus was the affirmation of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection and supremacy. When the spirit of prophecy is manifested in an assembly, any believer present will be able to prophesy. The spirit of prophecy comes to unify the church so that the church represents one voice to any unbelievers that are present. Remember to operate in the measure of the prophetic that God gives you. That's Prophet Roger Evans. So let's go to the prophecy of Scripture. Biblical revelation prophesied through the Old and New Testament. Prophet is prophecy of Scripture. The prophecy of Scripture speaks of the declaratory and revelatory elements of the Word of God as the highest revelation of man. All prophetic utterances must be judged by the prophecy of the Scripture. It contains no errors, no mistakes, no imperfections. The written words that are recorded by the prophet and apostles were supernaturally given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We must hold to the logo, i.e. the written word of God, as the highest and purest form of communication from God. Just some final thoughts from this lesson. Prophecy can be progressive, partial, and conditional. I hope you were blessed by this lesson, the second lesson of the stewardship of the prophetic. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, clap those hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Make some noise.
I've got the victory, hallelujah. 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 Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, He is Lord, He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess.
To the Lord tonight, to catch us. come on, make some noise, come on, come on, come on, come on.
That was Stephen Hurd singing I've Got the Victory, and what a wonderful broadcast we have had on today. With I certainly want to thank my guest, Evangelist Carol Johnson, Evangelist Carol Johnson Ministries, and I certainly do hope that you connect with her via YouTube or one of the other online channels that she gave us, whether it's YouTube or Twitter. Connect with her. My guest next week to end this fabulous month of October will be Prophetess Angel Oakley. So get ready, and she is backed by proper demand, a woman of God being used greatly in this season. I will continue teaching the course of our prophecy. It is my intention and goal to finish the series over the next couple of weeks by November 4th. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour, and it is time to say goodbye until next week. This is Dr. Faye Maureen signing off, saying goodbye world, as we end the show with a song that has had so much meaning for me in this time and season by Minister Joy Sneed out of Florida, singing It's My Season. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote the 3 G's. Top of the morning to you.
Of summer, when the kids begin to play, when the rain comes fast, and people playing all day. I've seen seasons of springtime, when the flowers they all bloom. I've seen winter fall and wander, when my season comes soon. Now it's my season, it's my time to be blessed. I have God's favor, I don't have time to be stressed. I'm walking in victory. I want what he has for me. It's my season. It's my season. It's
season, y'all. Check it. That's me. Yeah. Come on. Do I have a witness out there? Come on, say it with me. That's me, y'all. Come on, make it personal. Come on. God, I'm trying to let this thing alone, but it's getting real good to me right about now. I'm going to go on and shut it down, but I feel my leg moving a little bit here, Wally. Come on. I know I'm in the studio, but I feel a little churchy in here. Because I can see the future, and it looks real bright. Let me try to dance a little bit. Check it. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Wow, I still got it. Thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Good night. Oh, I'm in the studio. I'm sorry. Y'all go ahead and walk in your season. You hear me? Come on, JPE. Let's take it out.